What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
The one and only Darren Green Show. And away we go. Welcome again to another episode of the Darren Green Show, your weekly dose of pop culture news, music, social media gossip, and reality TV. Be sure that if you're watching this on YouTube to leave your thoughts in the comments. Please be sure to leave a like. And if you're not subscribed to the channel by now, okay, girl, what are we doing? Subscribe to that goddamn channel. Also, to the audio listeners, hey, be sure to leave a rate and review. We love those. Okay, so I don't really have much of a weekend report, child. I get to work and then I go home and I create my content. Yeah, there really wasn't much going on in the week as far as what I was getting into. I'm just still working on some things. Oh, I do want to show you guys. Sorry for the audio listeners. You can't see it, but I'm going to just tell you what it is. But I got like a little bit of a present. Well, no, it's not a present, but it's something that I bought off TikTok shop. It's a microphone, okay? And it's like one of those microphones where you can put your, like the mini mic that I have for TikTok and stuff like that. You can put it in here and it's more official. It's like I have a little mini mic to be like, hey, what's going on? And I'm going to get some microphone stickers. I don't know exactly. I think I should put Darren Green TV instead of Darren Green Show because it's more of a broader thing. And I don't know. I might want to go out and do some on-the-spot interviews. Hey, how you doing? What's going on? What are you wearing? You know what I'm saying? So yeah, this was like a little cheap little thing that I got off the TikTok shop, child. That's the only good use for TikTok these days, child. TikTok shop, okay? No shade, but girl. And I also been collaborating with some people. We're going to be working on some things. I'm just going to let y'all know, like, whatever. Like, it's no surprise, child. I'm very fickle when it comes to the podcast and how I like to change things all the time. It's been about 2 years since I had my cover art. So for the 8th anniversary of the Darren Green Show, we will be giving you a new cover art. I cannot wait until I show you guys. I literally was buying my outfit. I have a couple concepts. Okay. I have a concept of a plan. Okay. A word to Donald Trump. Yeah, I have concepts of what I want to do. I guess I do have a weekend report, I guess, right? Since I'm talking. Yeah, I have some concepts of what I want to wear. I want to steer away from black because I always wear black. But I mean, with the cover art here, I was wearing silver. So I'm thinking of a cute little thing. Like, I don't know what the background is going to be like. And then I also have to outsource it to different creatives. So I can make a new YouTube banner and a new cover art for the show. I love the cover art that I previously did, right? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my cousin because she did those pictures. And shout out to everybody that I outsourced to do like all the other nooks and crannies of what I posted. But it gets to a certain time. It's just, okay, this is a little old. It's a little old. It's dated. I'm in a new place. Got a new energy. You get what I'm saying? And I just want the podcast to evolve. So yes, for the 8th year anniversary, because it's going to be 8 years after this month. It's August, right? So in September, it would have been 8 years that I've been doing this shit. Okay, could y'all believe that shit? You know what I'm saying? And in 8 years of you guys sticking beside me and through the thick and thick, okay? And I really do appreciate you guys. And I just want to make sure, this is my house. This is what I am. This is who I am. You get what I'm saying? This is a big chunk of who I am. So it's time to give a little updo for the house, okay? So I cannot wait for that. I'm actually going to be working with a new photographer, but then also one of my friends is going to help me direct this little thing. I'm thinking, I was telling her some stuff. I'm like, I like the whole liminal space type vibe. I don't know. I might use the microphone that I just showed you guys here as, I don't know, some 80s like talk show host or something like that. Oprah or something like that. I don't know. We are going to figure that out. I'm just over here pouring my water, child. It's water. I know y'all hear that in the microphone. It's water, child. We're just going to figure that out and we're going to do that. You might not get it until the end of September. But just know, we celebrating 8 years of this empire that I'm trying to grow, that is growing every day. And that's all I got to say. That's it for the weekend report, child, I guess. We can get into these topics because we have a lot of it. So first of all, we got to talk about Cardi B and Rod, child. They almost got into another fight in France. Child, what is going on with these people? Okay, Beyonce's dad speak on the unreleased music situation. We'll talk about that very briefly. We got to talk about the Sydney Sweeney situation. I'm going to put my final 2 cents into the whole situation. I know it's been like a week of us talking about this, but hey, you get what I'm saying? Come on. All that and a whole lot more coming up on the Darren Green Show. Okay. So let's get into our first topic. We got to talk about none other than Cardi B and Ra Ali. They done got into some things. Okay. Let me go ahead and share the screen, child. Now, we're going to play some of what Ra said. We're going to play some of what Cardi said. And I'm going to give you guys my thoughts. Now, it says, okay, while leaving the Lions Festival Cannons in France, Ra Ali says that she was alone and sick, being wheeled through an airport in a wheelchair while she spotted none other than Cardi B ahead of her in line, child. The tension kicked immediately, okay? According to Ra, Cardi didn't initially recognize her. She says that Cardi turned around mid-bagel. Like, she was not turned around mid-bagel. Cardi was eating a bagel. And she casually asked, what's wrong with you or whatever, talking to Ra. And Ra didn't respond. That silence, Ra says, seemed to trigger Cardi, who leaned into the security and whispered something. And when Ra braced herself, shifting her bag off her lap, that's when things escalated, okay? Within seconds, Ra claims that Cardi exploded, shouting and cursing and accusing her of hiding behind the internet. You thought I wasn't going to get my lick back. Pay attention to that. She allegedly yelled. Ra remained seated, observing Cardi B's rant, noting how inappropriate it all was, especially in an international airport in France. Ra says that she tried to calm down, telling Cardi she looks ridiculous. That's not calming nobody down, but okay. But the drama didn't stop. Shoes and bags were thrown, started flying. The airport security stepped in before things got physical. They said that Cardi threw a JBL speaker at Ra. A JBL speaker. I mean, which one is the small ones or the big ones? You throwing a speaker at this girl? Are you that panini pressed? I don't get it. Anyway, this is a little bit where Ra said on her show. We only gonna play a little bit of it because I see there's a lot of slides here. We ain't playing all that. Y'all better watch the episode.
Have you even know of the history between Cardi B and I? I'm not sure if you even know.
Now, can you tell me the Cardi thing? Because yeah, I don't know.
Of course. So I'm going to tell the story backwards just so that
I can't wait to hear it.
Okay. So recently I went to Cannes for the Lions Festival.
Yep.
It was for work. A lot of people come into town, business people, entertainers, and it's a positive situation all around. So I'm leaving. I'm by myself and I'm in the wheelchair.
Why are you in a wheelchair?
At the airport. Oh, so I didn't feel well.
He was also trying to get through security quick, too. I do it tomorrow. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do when you're behind. Let's go.
So I'm not feeling that good. I really genuinely had a cold. I did a virtual appointment with a doctor and got a Z-Pack.
Oh, it was serious.
You need to get better. Yeah, I wasn't feeling that good. Sure. Yeah, so I'm going through security. I'm sitting there. I'm being pushed. And I look ahead of me, and there's no one else there, just Cardi.
Oh, so this is recently?
This is the other day.
Yeah, because I talked to you before you told me you was going to camp. Oh, this is okay, cool. Okay.
This is me leaving from France. Camp. Yep. So I see her ahead of me. And
what are you thinking, if you don't mind me asking? What are you thinking?
I can't even say what I was thinking. I think more so I was thinking, oh, God.
Not right now.
Yeah, okay, oh, gotcha. Boy. Yeah. That's usually, and she has a red dress on. I'll show you the video because I definitely took my phone out immediately and I just pressed record.
That's that media smartness, boy.
I took my phone out, case. I pressed record, and I'm like, she's chewing a bagel. She's standing there and they roll me right here and she's standing right there. So I'm just sitting there and I'm just looking.
She
doesn't
see
me yet.
Okay, perfect.
So she's chewing and then she turns and she looks. And she's, what's wrong with you? I say nothing. My assumption, because I'm not going to put something out there that I'm not sure about, is that it didn't click on her in her head, possibly when she first saw me, that it was me.
Yeah.
Maybe because I'm in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know what was the reason. And she, I didn't say anything. So maybe once I didn't answer her, maybe she was like, do I got problems with this person or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
So whenever it clicked on her, whenever it registered, I'm watching her, remember? So I'm looking right at her. She goes to her security and she says to him, that's whatever she says to him. I see him lean over like this and she's telling him in his ear. And he turns around and he looks and I'm just like, I'm still sitting in the chair. I'm just looking. And so now once she informs him that I'm there, it's in 5, 4, 3, girl, 2, showtime. You got me f***ed up. You got me. Like, immediately she starts yelling and cursing and screaming. Oh, what's up? What's up? What? Yeah. You thought I was going to get my lick back? What you thought? On the internet? Talk about how you... Now, one thing I never have done, never ever done. There's not any footage of me ever going on camera and elaborating on me having a physical fight with someone if there wasn't already footage to show that it happened. I don't come from that world. I don't care what it was. I'm not going to tell you I stole a pack of cookies out the store and there's no proof. I just don't do that. I don't think it's cute. I think you sound stupid.
Yeah.
I think anybody even admitting to something in any capacity, or they don't have to, is crazy.
Yeah.
That's not my world. So there's nothing online of me ever saying, yeah, how that's why I beat her up. That's not how I move. I don't move like that. Mm. And so she was like, yeah, you online. So I looked at her and I said, yo, you look so stupid. Because we're in France.
So we're in the airport.
In the airport, but in France. We're not in the airport in the States.
Yes.
Because I actually kind of think that if it's really like that, if you feel like being like that in the States, we all know what Bookings is. We all been in Rikers, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Right? Yeah. No, okay.
I know my father was in there. I visited him a couple times, but yeah, you're right.
Everybody
wanna go there.
Okay. We can stop here, child. She goes in to say that that's when she starts talking about how Cardi like was throwing stuff at her and she was just... Rod kept on saying she tried to de-escalate the situation. You're not de-escalating nothing. You tell her you look crazy and this, that, the third. You are, your existence at this airport with her is definitely triggering her to go even further into the insanity, okay? Now, I actually did not see this. I did not hear Cardi's response. So I'm going to play a little bit of that now. And I'm going to give you guys my thoughts. We're going to get the full breakdown after this, okay? Because I didn't hear what Cardi said.
And yes, I know that I'm grown. I know that I'm grown and I shouldn't have that mentality. But let's be fucking for real. If I wouldn't have said nothing and if I would have been an adult, she would have came online and would have been like, oh, I saw Cardi B and she didn't do nothing. She's pussy. And on top of that, I don't care what it is. Your friend's security and you attacked me. Y'all grabbed me. No, the security grabbed me. And you attacked me. And if you thought it was going
to... Are we talking about Harper's Bazaar? Because I thought you just got hit by accident by security in general. I know we're not talking about Harper's Bazaar. You saying that her security held you down while they let Rob beat up on you? And you saying her friend, I think you talk about Nikki. I know we're not... Let me listen a little further. Hold on.
Let that shit fly. You out of your fucking mind. Like, I can't die on this earth. I can't live and die knowing that somebody put their hands on me and I never did nothing back. Bitch, I'm from the Bronx. You from the Bronx. What's up? So anyways, I'm on the line. And I'm waiting because I know she has to go upstairs to the lounge. And we're going to the lounge. And it's like, all right, that's where we're going to handle our business. Because I know she's aware that we in cons and I'm aware that I'm in cons. Ain't nobody trying to go to jail. So I'm on the line and I see that she's set up now. Now she's not in the wheelchair. Now she's standing, but she's staring at me. Like she's staring at me, like literally staring at me. She's not getting her eyes off of me. So now I'm already thinking to myself, like, fuck it. Like, it is what it is. We're about to fight right now because she's looking at me like she wanted. So that's when I start arguing with her. And I start arguing with her, and she just telling me, like, you need to grow up. Be for real, grow up. So that's when I threw a JBL speaker on her head. She said, you feel better about yourself? And then she's acting like now she's going to fight. But she wasn't being, like, aggressive. She was like, oh, okay, nah. Because I guess she was sick. I don't know what was wrong with her. So then I guess her handled our business.
Yeah, okay. I guess that's where we found out she threw a JBL speaker at her. This was definitely different from what the story that Ra told. I knew Ra from Love & Hip Hop, okay? She definitely sometimes can be the aggressor or shoot. She definitely has a history of starting with people, I should say. In this situation, there should have been no reason that you threw that JBL speaker at her, girl. What are we doing? Let me get to my notes because I want to make sure I say everything that I need to say. Ra, you decided to talk about this now. For starters, you decided that you wanted to talk about this now. How convenient is that? In the words of Cardi B, how convenient is effing that? Because we know that this is a distraction. This is definitely a distraction because that silent Jennifer Hugh versus Petty's settlement. Let's be very clear on that. But we won't have to go there. We don't have to go there. I ain't going to talk about it, child, because a lot of the stories that's coming out with that is unofficial. So, like, I see what y'all are doing. And we saw that Ra and Nikki unfollowed each other. So I guess they're beefing because I guess Nikki doesn't like her talking about the situation again because the situation got brought up again. And for those who do not know, we're talking about the Harper's Bazaar situation. This is how this whole thing started. Now, it was alleged back in the day, back when Nikki was on Cream Radio with Apple Music, thank goodness that was a better Cream Radio show. And Nikki talked about how Ra beat Cardi's ass badly, like emphasis on badly. She beat her up badly, okay? And for a long time, Cardi made her response, and she said, no, Ra didn't beat me up. I was hit by security, and that was that, and people took Cardi's side. I mean, it was pretty much mixed. I mean, it's half and half. Some people was on Nikki's side, some people was on Cardi's side. You don't get a knot like that. You don't get a knot like that just on some accident type shit. Like, no, somebody was trying to get at you. You try to get at somebody, and I believe that person was Ra, and Ra got you. Because the display that you described, I mean, because even Cardi confirmed at that point she was arguing back and forth with her, she threw stuff at her. That's not a person that didn't get beat up by somebody in the past and want their lick back. You know what I'm saying? I'm not. If I got into a scuffle with somebody, if I got into an argument with somebody, this, that, and the third, and I see them again, like, it's not on site. It's not. I wouldn't feel compelled to fight unless we did fight. You did put hands on me, and I saw you again, and this time I saw you. You look like you're a little bit down on your luck, so I seemed like I got a little bit of a weird, right? But it does look like Cardi did lie to us many years ago, child. You did get beat up by Ra, girl. Be real. Don't be fake. Hold on. I got to get into my notes, child, because I feel like I'm brushing past some things. Yeah, I do have two thoughts on the matter. For Ra to drop this exclusive, like I said, it demanded attention away from things. But Cardi B also to give this woman a reason to talk about you, because I don't believe that, oh, if I would have never said nothing or if I would have never did anything, you know, she would have still said, oh, yeah, she saw me in person and whatever it is, that and the third. I don't believe that. I think that she probably would have carried on. Now, my thing is this, Rob, where are you staring at Cardi? Because that is antagonistic. That is definitely antagonistic if you were staring at Cardi. So if that was the case, then hey. But at the end of the day, you wanted to look back. You wanted to look back because she womp-de-womp at the Harper's Bazaar. Like we all thought, that we all suspected, and we believed Nikki when she said it the first time. I mean, I really didn't believe. It's so funny how she didn't try to clear that up. Or when Cardi was talking about it, she was like, oh, well, your security held me down. You didn't say that in the beginning. You did not say that when you was coming after Nikki that one time back in 20, I think it was 2018, circa 2019, maybe. And you was like, oh, well, at the end of the day, like, a security hit me by accident. No, you didn't say that her security pinned you down so that Ra can womp-de-womp. Okay, now that's different. Honey, and why wasn't charges pressed? I guess she didn't want to look like a snitch. Anyway, another thing, too, y'all doing this in freaking France. Do y'all understand, like, the laws over there, child? And they already treat black folk like crap. They treat regular tourists that are black like shit. and y'all sat there and just wanted to have a damn chitlin circuit. Y'all wanted to fight like y'all was on the block. Y'all was back on the Bronx or some shit like that. Like, girl, what is going on? This is why I say when Cardi, like, even back in the day when you wanted to fight Nicki at the Harper's Bazaar, like the icon event, people, I feel like NeNe Leakes, it's like people are in their Versace and Louis Vuitton and Givenchy, and you did this. Like, just unclassy, just, she has not grown. She is still the same person. You have many kids, and we're still acting like this. Life has given you lemons, and you made it, you turned it into lemonade, and, you know, you got a nigga that cheated on you, and we was with you with that. We was with you with the Offset shit. We know that Offset ain't shit. But, girl, you still ain't shit, too. You still ain't learned. This is how you act? What if you would have got arrested? Now, what them kids gonna do? What them kids, the turmoil and worry that you would put on your kids and your family and stuff like that. It's just all just so you don't look like a punk. You can take the streets out the girl, but you cannot take the girl out of the damn streets, it seems like. We still acting like it don't make any sense. And that's why I say Cardi is not a Libra. Or maybe her moon is something. We got to see what her moon is, because Libras don't act like this. Libras don't act like this. At the end of the day, yes, we defend ourselves if it makes sense. Like, I'm unbothered. After our little situation, this, that, and the third, our scuffle, this, that, and the third, I'm unbothered. If I see you, it's the girl, I don't even know you. Cardi, no, you are, like Ross said many moons ago, too, you are bothered by everything. You saying you did all that stuff on the internet. Ra has not boasted the fact that I seriously believe that Ra is legally, she cannot speak on this. I think she signed an NDA. That's a shot in the dark. I might be wrong. You know how these high profile celebrities are. Not talking about Cardi, but I'm talking about Nicki. I'm thinking, and the fact that Nicki, like, unfollowed Ra, because, like, why are you still talking about this? You get what I'm saying? Like, I definitely feel like Ra, let's be very clear, Ra has been boasted about beating bitches up before. Let's stop playing Ra. Stop. Like, we can pull up your history on Love and Hip Hop. Stop. Please. End it. Now. She could not talk about this in the way that she could, even when, because I know we only played part of what Ra said with the guy, but even he was trying to figure out, okay, well, what happened with the Harper's Bazaar thing and this, that, and the third? Well, he was like, well, that's talking about me beating people up. And I said, I don't do that. I don't talk about what happened in the past. No, you can't talk about it contractually. Okay, I believe that she cannot talk about it because Nicki gave her a goddamn NDA. And it's not to say that she broke the NDA here, because this is a new situation that has nothing to do with Nicki, right? Because it's happened in France. But it's tethered to that situation. So for that to happen, it brought up the Harper's Bazaar situation. So I think that she cannot talk about it. That's why she's not giving us no details. But at the end of the day, Cardi, girl, I mean, you got whooped. You tried to go after somebody and you got bopped. You got bopped, and that's what happens, okay? Big bank take little bank, okay? And you shouldn't have been looking like a fool at that event, and you wouldn't have got that damn knot. Now, for you to throw your shoes, your JB, like, is you going to be doing this forever, child? You going to be doing this for the rest of your life? No growth at all, just anybody can get it, and this, that, and the third. It's just so ratchet. You get what I'm saying? And I hate to use that word, because at the end of the day, I'm not a respectability politics guy. But at some point, we have to have some type of decorum. Am I wrong? Am I right? We have to have some type of decorum. We can't just be busting the cap in people's asses every time. Just because we ain't get our way with people, or we ain't get our lick back and this, that, and the third. Sometimes you ain't going to get your lick back in life. That don't make you less of a person. That don't make you a punk. That make you a grown adult. Okay? Dealing with things with decorum. Like, whatever happened to that? I don't know. But apparently, it's not here. Cardi, girl, what are we going to do with you, child? I know your album coming out, too, so we'll see about that. Anyway, I want to talk about Beyonce for a little bit, because, girl, not Beyonce, Daddy done spoke about the whole situation with the unreleased music. Remember they said that the Beyonce's choreographer had unreleased music in their car? And it got stolen, along with other set lists for different tours and stuff like that. A whole lot of sensitive information was stolen. I found the situation very weird. I mean, I'm going to play with what Matthew Knowles, Beyonce's dad, said about it because he got on the Don Lemon show. And I, just looking, I'm going to play what he says, and we're going to talk about it again, girl. Hold on, this is what he said.
I don't know anything other than what I heard in the news, but I can tell you, Don, her choreographer had better be glad that I'm not still managing her because he would be in hot water. First of all, why did he have a hard drive with all her music? He's a choreographer. And if he did have it, why didn't he secure it? You never, ever would leave anything like that in a car. So that's troublesome to me.
Well, it should be troublesome. So what does that mean, though? Because the music has not been released. Someone can take it, they can pirate it, or they can either use it to try to create their own thing. What potentially, what does something like this mean for an artist to have their music, their unreleased music, stolen, Mr. Knowles?
Yeah, I think what it means in this case that Beyonce will have to make a decision if she's going to release now. She was working on another project. And now she might have to release it sooner than she had anticipated.
What happens to this choreographer? I mean, if you were there, we know what would happen, but what could happen?
Yeah, I mean, that should never, ever happen. Let's start there.
Yeah. What is your, since you mentioned that, we're talking about it, and then we'll get to the mentor and the management and all of that. What's your relationship like now? Because it seems like you guys are cool. You're in contact and you knew she was working on something and having it released. So what's your relationship like now?
Well, I'm dad, and I love that relationship of being dad. I still find it hard, though, Don, when I go to a concert, not to put my management hat on. So I try to not to do it, but it still happens. I'm watching the lights and I'm like, oh, that didn't go off right. Oh, the sound needs to, the vocals need to be turned up. But now I play the role of dad, granddad with the grandkids, and Jules Solange's son is now 20 and doing exceptionally well as a male model. So I'm just playing that role and enjoying it.
Yeah, and Solange is doing well, too. So
yeah, okay, we can stop here because they're getting into other things. So yeah, I always, to this day, I always felt something very fishy was going on with that situation. It was a scheme that Todd set up, right? And to this day, I still, there was no Parkwood announcement. They didn't make any messages. They didn't talk about it. Like, usually, Parkwood is on it. They're like, okay, this situation happened. We are investigating it. None of that. We just found out that some unreleased music got stolen out of a choreographer's car. And, I mean, no music has been leaked. So, you get what I'm saying? I'm like, is this a scheme? Is it a freaking scheme? And it seemed like the father was in the dark because he said, I only know what was reported. So they ain't telling him a goddamn thing. Okay, let's be very clear on that. Yeah, I definitely feel like that was a strange little news story that came out. I do not know. Anyway, girl, that was a little, not a teaser, but like a little warm up for the next topic that we got to get into. We got to talk about the Sydney Sweeney situation, the Sydney Sweeney American Eagle backlash. Okay, there's a lot that I have to cover. And yes, we are going to be talking about this for the last time. This happened throughout the week and I cover the weekly news. And so I'm going to read this excerpt and I'm going to give you guys my thoughts. Okay. So Sydney and the clothing company, American Eagle, got themselves into a little bit of a pickle last week as they promoted their jean campaign with the actress. Now, the initial commercial featured Sydney boasting about good genes, a play on the phrase good genes, as in genetics, right? Since its release, the ad has faced major backlash, with critics accusing American Eagle of subtly promoting a white supremacy, Nazi propaganda, and eugenics. Another video posted on American Eagle's Instagram shows Sydney standing in front of a poster that reads, Sydney has great genes. Okay, and the word genes is crossed out to replace jeans, fueling even more outrage for the campaign. Now, just for full context, eugenics is the controversial belief system that advocates for controlling reproduction to encourage desirable traits in the population. In the campaign, Sydney talks about genes being passed down through generations, adding my jeans are blue with her blue eyes. You get what I'm saying? Blonde hair, blue eye. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it. It definitely gave not to see. The brand ends with the ad tagline saying that Sydney has great jeans, right? Now, American Eagle has since responded, and this is what they said, child. They said, Sydney has great jeans. It always was about the jeans, her story. We'll continue to celebrate how everyone wears American Eagle jeans with confidence their way. Great jeans look good on everybody. Girl, bye. Like that, like, first of all, and hold on, am I ready to talk? Yeah, I'm ready to get into my notes, child, with this whole situation. So let me get the full screen, child. Let's see, because we need to talk. Okay. I found this story to be very interesting. Okay. I found it to be very interesting because at first when I saw this commercial, I was like, girl, what's the whole hubbub? You get what I'm saying? What's the gab? Like, what's going on? But then I really paid attention. I really paid attention to what she was saying and then the play on the word jeans. Like, why are we talking about genetics with a clothing company? You know, just like the same thing, because Dunkin' Donuts is getting hit for the same situation. It was some white twink that was talking about his good jeans, talking about a refresher. Like, you're promoting a fucking refresher. Why are we talking about genetics? Oh, I'm golden and my jeans and I tan and if you got good jeans, why you need a tan? But anyway, because honey, tanning is an enhancement. Okay, that means your color is washed. Now, I paid attention to a lot of things. Like when it comes to subliminal messaging, I mean, I watched the Brooke Shields Calvin Klein commercial, which is very similar and talked about the same thing, like talking about genetics and saying that some things are people. It's very weird how we have such fixation on genetics itself, like, you know, to make the perfect being and the perfect this. And it's very weird. And don't let people gaslight you into thinking that this is not like a subliminal message, because I remember there was a TikToker, I'm not going to say his name or whatever, but he was like clowning people for saying, oh, well, you guys don't know what subliminal messaging is. Yeah, sometimes a subliminal message is a message that they're trying to convey that the average person is not aware of. Meaning that it goes over your head. Like when you go to the movies or whatever and you see like a lot of commercials and you see that there's drinks promoted or you see food in there and it makes you kind of want to, it subliminally makes you want to go to the concession stand and buy some food. You get what I'm saying? Subliminal. Sometimes it's on the nose and sometimes it's not. In this case, it's on the nose. Okay, it's very clear what they wanted to say. The part, not even just with the words, her saying that, oh, I have good genes and this, that, and the third. But the poster that said, oh, Sydney Sweeney has good genes, they cross out genes and they put, we know what you're doing. And it's not, we know what the fuck you're doing. And like I said, do not let people gaslight you into thinking otherwise. But I will admit, do I think that people are a little bit hard on Sydney Sweeney? Because let me tell you something right now. I'm going to tell y'all right now, for full disclaimer, I don't know how y'all are going to feel about this. My beef is not with Sydney Sweeney. My beef is with the company. And my beef has always been with the company since I did that TikTok video. I don't think that she is a Nazi. I think that she is just a puppet, right? And puppets do puppet shit. They do whatever the puppet master tells them to do. And she got the job. She's been doing a lot of ads, doing more ads than acting. Are we acting or are we a model? Don't know. But she's been doing a lot of stuff. She doesn't care. She could have very much, let me tell y'all something. If they would have had that girl recite some Black liberation type speech, she would have did that. Because she is doing a job. She's now, she's not vetting the intel of what the job, I mean, she'd be held accountable or responsible. Fine. I don't really care for Sydney Sweeney like that. I mean, I think that she's an okay actress. I mean, I loved her on Euphoria. I mean, she really is acting like Cassie now, child, because y'all saw that little response video of her crying, saying, you guys are just mean on social media. Girl, you align yourselves with the right and you get backlash, okay? At the end of the day, like, it's pretty mixed. I've seen a lot of people on Twitter. I've seen a lot of people all around the world. It's half and half. Either they are with Sydney and saying that people are just, like, being real anal and woke media-ish or whatever you want to call it. And then there's people that's on your side that's saying, no, like American Eagle is right, and I'm glad that they stood on their word and they didn't back off to the woke media, whatever this, that, and the third. At the end of the day, I don't care too much for Sydney Sweeney. I don't think that she should be getting the backlash. I don't think she's a Nazi, but I think that this type of imagery and this type of message wasn't a deal breaker for her. And that's kind of, okay, we see you, girl. And when you promoting your next movie, I won't be there. You have some fans now. You have some fans on the right. So you won't have to rely on your fans on the right, because at one point, I'm calling her Cassie. Sydney had general public. Okay, right, people on the right, people on the left was kind of messing with her. But there was some rumors that her family was Trump supporters. I mean, now come to find out, it's the truth, because, honey, they done leaked her party. She's registered as a Republican in Florida. People didn't know that. And it was cool. You were kind of playing both sides. But then also people on the right was messing with you, which I find, I don't want to get too far in, but I found it very weird that we have a lot of people like a Megyn Kelly's old ass talking about, oh my goodness, you guys are just jealous because she's pretty and this, that, and the third. And a lot of the, like, now they're on Sydney Sweeney's side. And I remember when this girl first came out and she was doing Euphoria and then she was starting to do other films and other things, it was a lot of people on the right that was coming for her saying, oh, she's a dumb blonde, or she just always want to show her boobs. And it's that Megyn Kelly was one of the main ones that was saying, oh, she just shows cleavage and her boobs and her stuff and she need to stop. She need to be more conservative. And yo ass is now saying, oh my goodness, she looks so hot. Oh my God. You conservatives like people that pander to you. And that's what it is. You freaking... And I'm not even just talking about people like Megyn Kelly, because they're part of the media. They're freaking entities of destruction and stuff, okay? I'm talking about these regular folks that's in these comments. They used to come for Sydney Sweeney. Sydney Sweeney was not taken serious. Now, since she did this whole thing about jeans and she got a little bit of backlash, now everybody's, oh my goodness, like, why is everybody coming for her? She's the best thing since fucking sliced bread. They all mad that she's so beautiful. She's so beautiful. And y'all jealous. I just want to know, what are we jealous about? Sydney Sweeney, and I know I'm whatever in the looks department, but I know a thing or two about what is beautiful and what is okay. Let's be very clear. There's a lot of Sydney Sweeneys out there, child. It's a lot of Sydney Sweeneys. She ain't no Sabrina Carpenter. she's not. She just got the knockers, and that's just what it is. And they was coming after Doja Cat, too, because Doja Cat made, like, a little joke. I'm just like, y'all, now y'all start comparing the Doja to Cassie, and, oh, you're just mad because you're not accepted into the white. Okay, but she got, like, hella awards and Grammys and all types of, like, accolades for her music. What Cassie got, like, one. I keep on calling this girl Cassie. Sydney got one goddamn MTV Movie Award, okay? Let's be very clear. You can't compete where you can't compare. No one is jealous of Sydney. No one is. We don't want blonde hair and blue eyes. I know I never did. I never, it won't look right. Okay. We never wanted those shits. Y'all, and I don't mean everybody, but y'all touching my white color palm. Y'all like to think that we are jealous of y'all because of your genes. And that's what this whole commercial was about. I have good genes. I have good genes. Okay, cool. And I knew this company was not going to apologize. Like, I knew that they were going to either not say nothing or double down on what they're saying. Let's be very clear on this. No one ever wore American Eagle. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, in the white communities of places in my generation, yes, they wore American Eagle. But for the most part, a lot of people of color, like, you got to remember, a lot of these brands, they make their clothes a certain way so it does not fit certain people. Like, I've seen people, like, black people that talked about how they had difficulties wearing American Eagle. I know when it comes to different department clothing stores, like, some sizes, like, it may say 1X, but it ain't no 1X. It fit like a damn medium. You get what I'm saying? Like, they have different units of measurement, and they do that because they want a certain body type. Not a body type, but they want a certain type of people wearing their clothes. And that was what American Eagle was. I mean, for the most part, people will wear Abercrombie, and I kind of mixed up. See, American Eagle is not even that memorable, girl. I mixed them up on my TikTok. I said, yeah. And then they have a documentary. No, it was Abercrombie that had the documentary about them. American Eagle was its own thing. Y'all are just the same. Y'all, like, the clothes was not appealing to me. You get what I'm saying? And it's not because I couldn't wear it. And I was like, oh my God. I was sitting pretty with my little Aeropostale, and I was wearing Hollister at the time. Even though looking back, I'm like, girl, what the hell was I even wearing? Those clothes are not, girl, what was I doing? But American Eagle, no one jumped for joy for American Eagle. And for them to have that response saying, oh, everybody has good genes. Well, no, that's not what you said. No, that's not what you said. And let's be very clear. Like, this company is pandering to you all. And I'm talking about the people on the right. We all know this legacy mall clothing store, okay, is broke and does not have, they are a lot, I say broke loosely, I'm not saying that, I don't know what their status is at the bank, but I do know that when I go to my malls, and I mean multiple, I go to different malls, a lot of these clothing stores, they got 70% off, 80% off, rollback BOGO deals, all that stuff. Some of these places are closing. They just closed Forever 21. Yeah, with they fatphobic asses, okay? They just closed Forever 21. They're selling the furniture. They were selling the furniture out of their stores. That's how bad they were. They were trying to recoup whatever they were trying to recoup. You get what I'm saying? So we know that these stores are struggling. They wanted to, they planned this entire fiasco. It was rage baiting. Because we all know that rage baiting is in now. We know that rage baiting gets you numbers. It gets you looked at from the right. And they were trying to get the conservative dollar. And congratulations, you did. You did. Because they, the conservative community child, the right, they will take anything if you stroke their little beliefs. And okay, well, we believe in this, is that, and the third. They saw that people had pushed back on it, and then that's when they jumped in and was like, well, actually, y'all were used as freaking pawns. And you know what? American Eagle, you ate that. You ate that, okay? But girl, don't sit there and try to sit there and change the narrative, child. Don't, like, no, we know what you're doing. And then the whole thing of bringing up Beyonce to the whole situation, I'm like, all right, wait, just wait. Because saying, oh, if Beyonce said that, then it wouldn't be a problem. I feel like, I definitely feel like Beyonce would have gotten backlash. Anything Beyonce does, she gets backlashed. Like anything this girl literally does, she gets a ton of backlash. She definitely, if she would have had that thing saying, oh, Beyonce has good genes, y'all would have said something. The right would have said something and been like, well, what are you trying to say? Oh, no. So miss me with that, just adding Beyonce to it and it trying to make it seem like there's some type of double standard, because it's not. It's not no damn double standard, and y'all know it. Let's be very clear on that. But, I mean, I don't want to go back and forth, child. We done talked about this is, like, basically old news at this point. You're going to start to see more and more companies that are very, okay, well, we are with the right now, and we're going to accommodate and pander. It's so unfortunate to see how spineless companies are when there are things going, and I never expected, let's be very clear, I never expected American Eagle to really give a fuck about anybody other than white people, because that's who they want, that's their demographic, that's their target demographic, so fuck them. But to see, like, Dunkin' Donuts kind of come into the fold and have that commercial like that, when your stores are in center cities, your stores are in the hood, you're not Starbucks. Like, I can expect Starbucks to do some shit like that. You get what I'm saying? But your target demographic is people of color, honey. We all go to Dunkin'. So for them to sit there and do that commercial alongside with the American Eagle, like, y'all stand in solidarity with what's going on in this world today. And that's what I have an issue with. You guys are spineless because let's say if Trump gets out of here and it's back to the left, then you're going to start pandering and doing things that's in interest for the left. Whoever's in office, you companies bend over backwards for. And I find that to be very spineless. And I hope a lot of you go out of business, honestly. Like, I hope people really figure out, and I'm talking about everybody on the right and the left, figure out that these companies are pandering to us and they're making us fight each other. And they don't really care about us. They just care about our dollar. I don't know. I'm just a guy with a podcast, child. What do I know? But anyway, let's move on. Okay, so we got a couple of news stories for reality T and also some Who Chows. First of all, girl, they done got Peter. Peter! They said Peter Thomas will have to sit down for a little while with a good credit in Halfway House, child. He should be home within a year from today. He was sentenced to 18 months for tax evasion. And you over here online talking about these damn housewife girlies. It makes no sense, but he won't be doing that for about 18 months. See, when you do clownery, the clown comes back to bite, okay? And I hope that he has does anybody mess with him in there. But yeah, damn, Peter, what is going on? We know that the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion concluded a little bit. Kenya was talking about some things. I thought, I'm gonna play what she said a little bit too, because she said she talked about how there has to be like a seasonal clown with certain shows. Girl, let me see what she said.
TV is glam, yes. You see a beautiful lifestyle, beautiful people, but the real draw in reality TV is to show some form of entertainment, to delve behind the scenes of people's lives that most people are not willing to show. It's like a guilty pleasure. We get it. It's entertainment, it's guilty pleasure, and that's why people tune in. They want to escape their lives sometimes and be able to look in your life and be able to say, girl, you're stupid. Girl, you're smart. Girl, you're ugly. Girl, you're beautiful. Oh, that man is cheating. Oh, that man is gay. Oh, this. It's a guilty pleasure. We all have been guilty of watching it. But just understand, if you are being filmed, and that means if you're just coming into an event or if you're going to actually be a cast member, know the rules before you play. Sometimes you have to know when you're the seasonal clown. Every season has a seasonal clown. Think about it. All of your reality TV shows, right? And they have cast members come and go. They're only there for a season. You have to know when you're a seasonal clown. And if you are showing your ass, both literally and figuratively, chances are you're that seasonal clown. Reality TV.
I think her first season, she probably was a seasonal clown child. When she wore them fake-ass booty pads with the phages and shit, that girl, I think there's some truthness to it. I think that, yeah, it definitely, I think what she was trying to say here, if I'm not mistaken, because I didn't see the full video, is that, I'm just going to interpret what she's trying to say. I think that there's a lot of, the problem is nobody wants to be the seasonal clown. Nobody wants to be the girl that is picked apart because of everybody's there to be like too cool for school. Everybody has the designer bag. Like, when you think about what made Housewives of Atlanta, these women did not come into the game. They may have had big houses. Sheree had that big house. NeNe had a pretty big house. Everybody had big houses and stuff like that. Nice cars. But we saw a version of them that were not complete yet. And then they became complete. They became like NeNe was working in Hollywood and doing shows over there. And Candy was doing her thing, her business, and all this other stuff. We see these women become who's like almost like a freaking caterpillar to a butterfly, right? But the problem with these new girls, you're coming in already. I'm that girl. I'm rich. I'm that. I got money and this, that, and the third. And we got people like Britt over here doing parties that she couldn't even feed everybody. You get what I'm saying? Like, it did not look real. It did not look real. You guys are not showing your true lives in its entirety, which I'm broke or I'm going through or I'm doing this. I have this adversity. To give us some type of character development. Yeah, nobody wanted to be the clown. Everybody wanted to be the mean girl and the cool girl, too cool for school and not saying nothing, not doing nothing. Even Portia, like, Portia, girl, we know you going through it. And this girl, you trying to make it seem like very nonchalant. Like, it didn't work. And that's really the problem with this season. And as it concluded, I mean, they're going to do season 17 and we're going to see who they're going to have on there. We'll see. But if we're going to keep doing stuff like this, I'm telling you, this show is not going to last. It's not going to last. Anyway, we got some Who Childs to get into. I wanted to talk about Ari Lennox. Child. Why they say Ari Lennox says that the jokes about Pam on The Martin Show still bothers her to this day. Girl, listen to this.
Martin was how much he would go on Pam. I know, like, and this is coming from a girl who I love me a good joking ass movie. And even when the joking movie, it's like, damn, like that was fucked up. I'm not like too woke or something is what I'm trying to say. I'm honestly not problematic. I'm pretty problematic, low key. But my point is that there are some things where I draw the line and it just bothered me. Or, I don't know. Pam was so fucking beautiful and so fine. And I just feel like growing up as a chocolate girl, like, I don't even know if I was able to understand the greatness of Pam because of the light that I feel like I was being fed.
I get what she's saying. And a lot of people was like gaslighting her, saying, oh my gosh, she's so sensitive, this, that, and the third. Let's be very clear on that. Colorism was not like a, because he's saying that it was very problematic as far as some of the jokes. I think featureism and texturism, Medusa talked about this, shout out to Medusa, on her TikTok page. It was like not too much of colorism, but definitely the featureism with talking about her nose or talking about her face and this, that, and the third, and texturism, talking about her hair, calling her nappy, this, that, and the third. Like those jokes, I think, that are kind of always associated with darker skin, darker complected people, and mainly dark skinned women, that was always a conversation that people had. It was like no one ever came for Gina, but like Martin always made jokes and disparaging comments towards Pam, which at one point that was the running joke. These two were both comedians, become actor and actresses. So they were playing it back and forth. But I do think that there was a level of, okay, like we're doing a little bit too much here. And people have always said this. So when someone says that it always bothered me, why is social media saying, oh, well, you're just too sensitive and you need to do this and you need to. Oh, my goodness. We cannot talk. We can appreciate things like a Martin. Like shows like Martin were very, like, it was definitely a show that was for the times and a good sitcom for Black people and stuff like that. But it also had problems. We can talk about, just like the same way we can talk about how Moesha was a good show. We loved Moesha as a show. I mean, I didn't really like Moesha that much, like the character, but I mean, the friends and stuff like that were cool. But we also can talk about how bad of a dad she had. Like, he was literally the worst Black sitcom dad in Black sitcom history. Like, I would say in sitcom history. Hell, I mean, I think he was worse than Archie Bunker. Let's be very clear on that. So we can have these conversations about how, okay, these shows were good, but it had problematic themes. It had things were problematic. And it's also, it was the time. That was acceptable back then. You can't do that now. Okay? Because, yes, you will get hit with, oh, you being colorist or featureist or texturism or whatever the case is. So not too much on Ari Lennox. Okay? Stop messing with her. I'm so sick of y'all messing with the R&B girlies. I don't understand why y'all be messing with the R&B girls. Okay, they just be saying what they gotta say and they go home. Now, I feel like we do have to talk about, I'm gonna brush past this a little bit, but the whole Tory Lanez thing, he's ordered to pay Meg Thee Stallion legal fees after a disrespectful disposition filled with insults, girl. I'm gonna read this little excerpt, I'm gonna give you guys my thoughts. Tory Lanez has been hit with a court order to pay Megan Thee Stallion's legal fees during a Zoom disposition into a spectacle, okay? The hearing was part of Meg Thee Stallion's defamation lawsuit against the blogger Milrago Grams. I really don't know how to pronounce that girl name, to whom she accused of spreading false claims with the help of Tory Lanez and his father. The April 9th deposition quickly derailed when Lanez interrupted questions mocking Megan's lawyer's hair and treated the proceeding like an open mic night. So he was just like taking over the Zoom call, just making jokes, making fun of Megan's lawyer. Okay, so it ended less than an hour. Megan's legal team filed a motion asking why Tory Lanez shouldn't be held in contempt. He missed the April 30th deadline to respond and didn't request an extension. A Florida judge ruled that Lanez must now cover Megan's attorney fees and will be supervised by a judge for future testimony. Her team is also asking for a special master at Lane's expense to oversee the process. Girl, you put yourself in a pickle and then you just keep on digging that hole. You just keep digging that damn hole. And I don't even know why these two are still going at it legally. He's in jail. At this point, the lawsuit should have just been about that damn blogger. I feel very both-sided with the whole situation. I do kind of feel I'm on Megan's side, but I also feel like, why are we still fighting this man? And he's in jail, child. Fighting for his life, actually, because he just got poked like a couple times, child. What more do you want from me? But no, I mean, at the end of the day, he did what he did. So if you want that type of time, man, look, he... To the death of me, I'm gonna keep putting my foot on your neck, okay? So then fine. Okay, if we're on that type of time, then fine. But me personally, I just would have kept it on that blogger. I wouldn't have added Tory Lanez to the fold, child. Because he's not taking it serious. He look, let me. This man is fighting for his life. He has 10 years in there. And it doesn't seem like anything is going to appeal. It doesn't seem like there's any calculated push for him to get out anytime soon. So he is just going through the goddamn motions, okay? I wouldn't even give him, I would let this shit go. Get them legal fees. Get them legal fees and just bow out. Because he's not taking it serious. Like, he's just not. Now, another topic that I wanted to get into. Girl, Issa Rae getting sued. Girl, what's going on with that child? Well, here's the story, honey. Issa Rae is facing accusations from 3 screenwriters who claim her movie, One of Them Days, is a ripoff from the 2020 script for the One of Those Days. According to All Hip Hop, Joshua, Sean, and Tyrone filed a lawsuit on July 30th against Issa Rae's color creative, Sony Pictures, TriStar, and screenwriter, alleging that there's a copyright infringement, okay? They claim that One of Them Days copies a plot of characters and underlining story structure and accuses Rae's team of having misappropriated plaintiffs originally expressed and pass it off as their own without authorization, credit, or compensation. The writers say that they shared their script with the producer in late 2023 and again in April 2024 with executives at Green Eggs and Ham, a company co-founded by the former Insecure producer. Just weeks later, Rae's film was announced. A timeline the plaintiffs argue is too close to be coincidence. Okay, with Issa's movie starring Keke Palmer and SZA bringing in over $51 million on a $14 million budget, the writers are now seeking a jury for damages and attorney fees. So, but you didn't write it? Like, because from my understanding, these were writers that came up with the idea and then basically they was like, okay, hey, thank you. And then this movie came out. It's bad because this was a $15 million budget and they made it over $51 million, which is kind of, I mean, it got them enough to have a sequel. So they did something well with this movie, but now you gotta have to pay it on some legal fees. I mean, I think she's going to win because nobody care about this stuff. But I mean, it's going to hurt her in the pockets a little bit when it comes to the legal fees. They might just end up settling. But damn, Issa, you won't be writing your own stuff, girl. I thought the girl, what? I remember you had that old YouTube series, child. Child, people be having writer's block. Writer's block is a real thing, child. And you got to outsource your stuff, but you got to make sure you're paying them people. You got to make sure you're paying them people. Because what are we even talking about? Another topic, too, before I get up out of here. Why they say Omarion's brother, or Orion, okay? He clapped back at a fan who suggested he was SA'd as a child because he posts news. Now, if y'all don't know about Omarion's brother, child, Orion, okay? He be posting on X, honey. He be posting on X and the spicy content on OF and all that stuff. And somebody in his comments, or I guess in his DMs or whatever, because he shared a DM screenshot of somebody saying, "What? Let me see what this whole said, because this was stupid. You said seek help because, oh no, this girl said you've been R-worded. This is so sad. Something bad happened to you when you were a child or something, or when you were young. And then that's when he said seek help or whatever. I have an issue with people thinking that just because somebody's overtly sexual or shows their body and stuff like that, it does not always mean that this was a trauma response and that they were touched when they were younger. I'm so sick of that narrative. Because it's almost, because I feel similar when it comes to people saying that, oh, the reason why you are the way you are with your sexuality is because you were touched by somebody and now it's a trauma response. Azealia Banks said some shit like that. Like, how do you explain me? Because ain't nothing ever happened to me. Nothing ever happened. Nothing. I was never touched. Never that. Never. It never was a thing. There are some people that are just, they are who they are because they are who they are. It's not always because they were touched. And to say that is disrespectful because it implies that you are who you are because you're broken. Because somebody broke you. Or something like that. And I think that is such a stupid thing to say. Even if that was the case. it's still disrespectful to say that. So I think people are weird. And also, Orion, why are we responding to comments? Why are we responding to DMs that people... let me tell you something. My DMs are turned off. So if there's anybody that don't that I don't follow, that DM me, you're DMing my general admissions. I'm not getting it. I'm not receiving anything. Child, why? Girl, turn them damn DMs off, honey. But anyway, that is it for today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. A little quick little episode. Not as long as the other ones. Hopefully you guys like it and enjoy it and do what you got to do. And I will see you guys next time with the next episode, okay? Bye.